Organic Aromas has unique and powerful diffusers that are quiet and require no heat and no water. You just add your essential oils and turn it on. Their diffusers are made from high quality recycled wood and hand blown glass and contain no plastic. Organic Aromas offers hand carved diffusers and recently began custom laser engraving as well, making it a perfect gift. They also have a complete line of pure essential oils, essential oil blends, and a roll-on aromatherapy oils as well. They not only smell amazing, but are long-lasting. Organic Aroma products are high quality and have a long life. Each diffuser comes with a free 1-year parts and service warranty. I've had my diffuser for, I think it's about 6 years now, and it still works perfect. Link is in the description. Hello, and thank you so much for joining me today. Canadian Thanksgiving is coming up next week, so I wanted to post a story that I found that happened on Thanksgiving. The murders of Haley and Nicholas happened on Thanksgiving Day of 2012. Haley, who was 18, and her cousin Nicholas broke into the home of 64-year-old Byron in Little Falls, Minnesota, in the United States. Byron shot the teenagers separately and 10 minutes apart as they entered the basement where he was waiting. Later stating to police, he was worried that they were armed. After already shooting them once, he repeatedly taunted them while they were injured, and then he shot them execution style until they were dead. He didn't report that he had killed Haley and Nicholas until the day after the murders, keeping their bodies in his basement. This case sparked debate over a common law principle called Castle Doctrine, which allows homeowners to defend their homes with lethal force. Haley was born on October 17, 1994, in Little Falls, Minnesota. Jay and Jenny are her parents. She attended school in Little Falls and was in her senior year of high school. She enjoyed wrestling from kindergarten to fifth grade and then volunteered to take stats at matches for the wrestling team. She was involved in gymnastics, swimming, diving, softball, and cross country. She was a very competitive person and would even compete when she was injured. She enjoyed hunting, fishing, camping, and spending time with her family and friends. Haley worked part-time through the years at Falls Cinema, KFC, Pizza Ranch, and Myers. Nicholas was born on March 21, 1995 in Little Falls, Minnesota. Jason and Kimberly were his parents. He attended school in Little Falls and was currently in his junior year. He enjoyed wrestling, taekwondo, strength and fitness training, hunting, fishing, camping, four-wheeling, and working on his cars and four-wheelers. He also enjoyed a good laugh, and his smile could light up a room. He especially enjoyed spending time with his family and friends, and he worked at his father's tree trimming business. I couldn't find too much, but somewhere down the line, they both got involved with drugs and began to burglarize houses in the area, most likely to get money for the drugs. On the night that she was killed, Haley had marijuana and an ingredient found in cough medicine in her system. The levels of the cough medicine ingredient were high enough to make her intoxicated and possibly hallucinate. Byron was born June 11, 1948. By 2012, he was a retired security engineering officer. He was never married and he lived alone. He had a brother. Neighbors say Byron kept to himself, but recently they made complaints because shots were being fired from his residence and children would be playing nearby. Byron claimed prior to the murders that he had been burglared at least half a dozen times over a few months. He had only reported one previous burglary to police, and investigators only found evidence of two previous burglaries. One occurred in his detached garage, and Byron appeared to have had no knowledge when the police brought it up. Among the items stolen were $4,000 in cash, his father's prisoner of war watch, coins from a collection, some prescription medication, including drugs for diabetes and controlling cholesterol, and a chainsaw was stolen. Byron routinely started wearing a holster with a gun inside his home, as well as stockpiling bottles of water and granola bars in his basement. Byron even installed a security system. On November 22nd, 2012, American Thanksgiving, Byron went to visit a neighbor down the road. About an hour later, while Byron was visiting the neighbor, he saw Haley driving past his neighbor's home. Byron suspected Haley was responsible for the previous burglaries. He commented that he needed to get ready for her, so he left and went back to his home. Video surveillance captured the teens casing the property before the break-in. Before entering his home, Byron turned on an audio recording device that he owned. He went to the basement, removed light bulbs from the ceiling lights, and positioned himself in a chair that was out of view. In an audio recording, the window upstairs has been smashed, and the video recording shows Nicholas climbing in through the window. Byron then waited in silence for 12 minutes until Nicholas came down into the basement. Byron shot Nicholas twice while he was walking down the stairs, and then Byron shot him once again in the head as Nicholas laid on the floor looking up at him. Byron made taunting remarks to Nicholas. Byron wrapped Nicholas's body in a tarp and then dragged him into another room. Byron went upstairs and 10 to 15 minutes later, he was seen running back down into the basement. He reloaded his weapon and took his previous position in the chair. Minutes later, Haley entered the home and could be heard calling her cousin's name. As she made her way down the stairs, Byron shot her. She fell down the stairs, and Byron can be heard on the recording sarcastically saying, "Oh, sorry about that," followed by Haley saying, "Oh my God." Byron shoots her again, multiple times in the torso. She is heard screaming, "Oh my God," several times. One shot was next to her left eye. He repeatedly called her derogatory names and then dragged her into the other room, tossing her body on top of her cousin's, and then shot her one final time under the chin. Audio and video of the events were recorded by Byron's security system. The deaths, as I mentioned, were not reported to police until the next day. Byron's car was found parked around the corner, or Nicholas's car, I'm sorry, was found parked around the corner from Byron's property. Nicholas's sister claimed Nicholas stole drugs from her home on August 28th, a case that was still under investigation at the time of Nicholas's killing. Evidence recovered from the car that Nicholas drove was linked to a burglary of a retired teacher's home the night before. In his statement, Byron said that Haley let out a short laugh as she fell down the stairs, and that's why he shot her again and taunted her. He thought she was laughing at him. The audio recording did not record Haley laughing. Instead, she cries, "Oh my God," several times in fear. In police interviews, Byron acknowledged, quote, "firing more shots than I needed to," and that he fired, quote, "a good, clean, finishing shot into Haley's head." Legal analysts have stated that the initial shootings most likely would have been justified under Minnesota laws, but that the subsequent shots were not justified once the threat had been removed. The law doesn't permit you to execute somebody once the threat is gone. After a person is no longer a threat because they're seriously wounded, the application of self-defense is over. In addition to his home surveillance system, Byron also recorded at least 6 hours of audio on a digital recorder in the basement. Just before the break-in, he is heard saying, "In your left eye," and "I realize I don't have an appointment, but I would like to see one of the lawyers here." The prosecution noted that Haley was shot in the left eye by Byron, and alleged that the other statement is a rehearsal of what he would say after the shooting, an indication that he knew he would soon need an attorney. Following the shootings, Byron made a number of statements, including, quote, "I felt like I was cleaning up a mess, the worst mess possible, and I was stuck with it in some tiny respect. I was doing my civic duty. If the law enforcement system couldn't handle it, I had to do it. I had to do it. The law system couldn't handle her, and it fell into my lap, and she dropped her problem in my lap, and she threw her problem in my face, and I had to clean it up." The recorded statements, the evidence indicating he planned the shootings, along with the excessive number of shots fired, led Byron to being charged with second-degree murder. Byron was initially charged with 2 counts of second-degree murder. However, in April 2013, he was indicted on 2 counts of first-degree murder. Bail was later set at $50,000, which Byron posted. The laws surrounding the case was dividing the Little Falls community. In some states, if someone breaks into your home, you're allowed to shoot them. In other states, such as Florida, have a stand your ground law. But Minnesota has what's known as a reasonable person doctrine. Would a reasonable person see you are in fear of great bodily harm or death in that situation? So the question is, would a reasonable person see in Byron's situation? Was he in fear of great bodily harm or death in that situation? On April 21st, 2014, Byron's jury trial commenced in Morrison County. I can't talk. About 20 minutes from Little Falls. On April 29th, 2014, after 3 hours of deliberation, Byron was found guilty on 2 counts of first-degree murder with premeditation and on 2 counts of second-degree murder. He was immediately sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Durer said the audio recordings were the biggest influence on their decision. Following his conviction, Byron appealed to the Minnesota Supreme Court. On March 9, 2016, the Minnesota Supreme Court kept Byron's original conviction and sentence. In November 2018, Byron's attorneys filed a federal appeal, basically asking for another trial that was closed to the public. The federal district court denied, and the United States Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit confirmed the decision. On November 20th, 2020, Byron's lawyers filed a petition for a retrial in the United States Supreme Court, which was denied on March 22nd, 2021. Byron is currently incarcerated at Oak Park Heights Prison. Friends and family, of course, were angry about the deaths, and friends were left wondering, Haley's friends were left wondering what she was doing in Byron's house and what was she doing going down to the basement. To hear the details of their deaths has traumatized them. Friends have said they were just really great people. They could make anyone laugh. Haley's friends have said she was always happy. She had a way that just made everyone happy. A lot of swimmers and divers looked up to her. Nicholas's sister said her brother had no need to burglarize. He made good money working for their father's business. She added that Haley had just finished treatment for substance abuse. It's clear that this case has left many people shaking their heads. Thank you for listening.